Well, the politician who introduced us to Bunga Bunga sex parties is back on the campaign trail. Former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is not a candidate himself, but his party is competing in regional elections this Sunday, and NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports that he has learned some new tricks.
Taking his cue from Italy's digitally savvy young Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, Berlusconi has opened an Instagram account, posting more than 60 photos on the first day alone. We see Berlusconi posing with trophies of his soccer team AC Milan, addressing rallies, and selfies of the 78-year-old media tycoon with his 29-year-old girlfriend Francesca Pascale, as well as Berlusconi hugging his white poodle Dudu. The man, who while in office often boasted of his facelifts and hair transplants, still wears pancake makeup and has a hair color and texture that do not exist in nature. The politician who hosted Bunga Bunga sex parties with starlets can be seen at rest watching the Eurovision Song Contest on TV. Sunday's vote will be the first big test of Berlusconi's center-right Forza Italia party since the former prime minister finished serving a tax fraud conviction in March. But his passion for the hustings seems long gone.
The court banned me from running for office for 6 years, and given my age, all I can do is campaign for other candidates and promote our great crusade.
Berlusconi's party broke off its agreement to back Prime Minister Renzi's constitutional reform program, and now Berlusconi is campaigning like an outsider. His party is polling at less than 12%, only a third of Renzi's center-left Democratic Party. Barring last-minute surprises, perhaps thanks to Instagram, Italy could be witnessing the twilight of Berlusconi's political career. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.